Star Market Celtics tonight continues from what is now called State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Celtics and the Hawks, second night of a back-to-back. Every back-to-back this year somehow is connected to the Hawks some way or another. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. That was an interesting game last night, and we'll get to it in a second. But we're almost at that time of year where I ask you, at the trade deadline, every year I ask, what do you want to know? How much do you want to be involved? We often discuss injuries the same way. What do you want to know? What happens in a case like this when you can't control the weather, but decisions have to be made involving a team that has three games in four nights? Are you just completely at the mercy of everybody else? Or do you weigh in? Like, what are the ideal circumstances? What is the outside of safety, which is the obvious thing?
That's the only – yeah. Yeah, so the – the call comes in and it says, hey, we're not going to be able to get back on Saturday night. We're going to have a window on Sunday. We don't know exactly how that's going to look. We have these plans. We can put these tentative plans in. We'll see how that continues. But what do you want to do? And obviously, you start with safety first. I mean, ultimately, with the weather being what it is, there's no way to get out. And so we will find our window tomorrow, and we'll get in when we can get in, if we can get in. So, and I think Miami's trying to fly in tomorrow too. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if we're all able to get in or not.
So here's the only key question to someone like you, whose life is so much based around preparation and study. How many days did you pack for? Do you have enough clothes just in case?
I packed for tomorrow morning. So I'm in good shape. I'm in good shape at least through tomorrow.
And then we all just cross our fingers. I thought last night was really interesting in that I think I just instinctively sort of said during the game that this is part of what the season is about. You're going to get team's best shot for a lot of reasons. And I thought, you know, you were talking to the media just before the game here in Atlanta that it's the double-edged sword of, you know, when a team is playing well, hey, they're playing well. When they're not playing well, they're sort of desperate and you get their best game. Yep. I thought Memphis played a high-level game last night.
They played a high-level game. They were physical. They were tough. And that's who they are. And that's who they've been most of the year. It's just you're going to have ruts in the year. You're going to have droughts in the year. You're going to have down times. And hopefully you're able to just kind of fight your way out of those. And I thought that those guys played great. They challenged us in every which way. They made us go big, which we haven't done a lot this year. But we just didn't feel like we could continue to handle those guys on their duck ends. And with our switches and scrambling, it was just getting too out of control, and they were getting too many open looks.
You said before the game, you said after the game, and you were probably thinking it during the game about wanting to play Aaron Baines and Al Horford more together. What do they do for each other when they are on the floor together?
Well, against Gasol and Jackson, it makes a ton of sense. I mean, yeah, there's going to be lineups out there tonight that are similar from the standpoint of we may want to be big in those lineups and play those guys both together. But these guys spread you out even a little bit more than even Memphis does. Memphis was, at the end of the day, Jackson and Gasol both shoot threes, but they'll also, first and foremost, want to pound it inside and make sure that they can duck you in, they can post you and draw help that way. So this is one of those things that we have a pulse on, and we know that there are matchups in this league that are going to demand that those two guys are playing together, and we like what they do together, especially on the defensive end of the floor.
I asked Max this last night. I'm going to ask it of you. When Jaylen Brown is playing well, he is doing what?
I think he's in direct line attack mode, you know, and I think that that's, you know, defensively, I always trust he plays hard. He brings good attention. He works hard at it. You know, there's all things that, you know, he can get better at. I think he can get better at playing without fouling. He can get better at, you know, especially in pick and roll, but he's improved greatly in the last 3 years in both of those areas. So I don't see any reason why he won't just continue to ascend. He's going to be one heck of a defender, and he's already on his way. And then offensively, I just think when he gets going downhill in a straight line, that's when he's at his best. And so, you know, we try to help him, put him in those positions, and we need to look for that more in those games where he hasn't touched it or he's had some tough ones, because he can still get those drives to the basket that we need to either get us to the line or get us points at the rim.
In baseball, sometimes players historically have struggled after going to the All-Star weekend and being in the home run derby. It's affected their swing or whatever. Are you concerned about Marcus Smart maybe being in the three-point contest now and coming back and messing up his stroke?
I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody else can talk about it. I'll just let him continue to play well.
The I mean, when you see work, we talked about Robert. We've talked about this in the context of so many different guys. But when you see work pay off, that's got to be that's the fun part.
That's the fun part. That's the fun part. And I think the other part is when you see guys break out of, you know, slumps, because we got other guys that aren't making shots at the level that they're used to. And so those are ultimately things that both make you feel good. But you got to sustain it. And you know, I think one of the things about Marcus is he's shooting the ball really well. He's also shooting really good ones. Like he's picking his spots well. I think he's guys are looking for him and finding him at the right time so he can step in and shoot it. And, you know, we trust that he'll make those.
All right, real quick on the Hawks, who obviously have struggled in the first quarter against you, but they're playing much better now than they were early in the year. They've got some real quality performances, sort of a string of them. And for a younger team, confidence seems to factor in more.
There's no question, and I think that starts with their head coach. Yeah. Lloyd Pierce has really done a good job. Those guys, you know, even when in the couple of games that we played them, when we went on our big runs, I mean, all that was, you know, when you watch their bench interaction, was positivity. They were positive with each other. They were positive together. I thought especially at our place, you know, we were up 20-something at the end of the first, and then they went on a 19-0 run. Like, they just keep coming at you. And you can't do that if you don't feel good about your situation, you don't feel good about your environment. And I think Lloyd has a lot to do with that. And they've had one heck of a couple of weeks. OKC and Philly, those are two great wins. And then at Toronto, you know, they have the game. So they're playing awfully well.
That's the head coach. We'll have positivity that we get home tomorrow, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what the positivity thing is all on you.
I think that's
the first, we were talking about before we got on air. That's what you're bringing to the table for us.
I think the first thing people think of me when they think of me is positivity and energy and enthusiasm and optimism. I don't think there's any question.
High fives and chest bumps.
Celtics and Hawks next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.